1,000 infected by the new coronavirus on edge. And as the United States steps up its precautionary measures by restricting passenger flights that include people who have recently traveled to China, Mariama Diallo has more for VOA.
At a joint news conference Monday with Uzbekistan's foreign minister in Tashkent, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the U.S. plans to have more flights heading to China to bring Americans back home from the Hubei province.
Anticipate that they will happen in the next handful of days, and we'll return those American citizens. We may well end up bringing some citizens back from other countries as well.
Unless and other countries for some of the steps being taken in response to the outbreak. Now more than 30 countries are restricting travel from China. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
There's a buzz with talk about last night's Iowa caucuses, but not in the way you'd expect. The Iowa Democratic Party says the results from the state to quality checks and new reporting rules. It says the problem was not a result of a hack or an intrusion. Iowa Democratic Party Chairman Troy Price says they have backups in place for exactly this reason.
The World Health Organization reports
Democrats balancing a strong preference for fundamental change with an overwhelming desire to defeat President Donald Trump were trying to be recorded. Nearly a dozen Democratic White House contenders are still vying for the chance to take on President Trump in November. Iowa's first in the nation caucuses have been expected to provide some clarity for what has been a muddled nomination fight. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization reports cancer is on the increase globally, but it says